Clap your hands unto the Lord all over the house. Come on, somebody give him praise right now. If God has been good to you, you ought to give him praise. Come on, clap your hands, all ye people. And shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on, if God's been good to you, you ought to give him a shout.
Si Dios ha sido bueno contigo, hay que darle un grito.
You ought to lift up your voice right now.
Hay que levantar la voz en este momento.
Praise God, clap your hands all over the house.
Gloria a Dios, aplaudan las manos.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
So good to be in God's house on a Wednesday night.
Es muy bonito estar en la presencia de Dios.
Is anybody glad to be in the house of the Lord?
¿Alguien contento de estar en la casa de Dios?
Amen. I feel victory in the house.
Siento victoria en la casa.
I feel a witness of the Holy Ghost in the sanctuary.
Siento el Espíritu Santo en el santuario.
Praise God. I feel like God's going to do something here tonight.
Siento como Dios va a hacer algo esta noche.
I wonder, does anybody believe that right now?
Me pregunto si alguien cree eso en este momento.
Praise God. Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
If you got your Bibles,
si tienen sus Biblias,
we're going to the third Psalm.
Vamos al tercer salmo.
Psalm chapter 3.
Salmos capítulo 3.
While you're turning there, let me say what an honor it is to be at home tonight.
Mientras voltean, es un honor estar en casa.
We have been traveling and preaching.
Hemos estado viajando y predicando.
It's been a busy year.
Ha sido un año muy, muy ocupado.
I want to report to you that God's still pouring out the Holy Ghost.
Quiero reportar que aún el Señor anda derramando su Espíritu Santo.
That people are still being baptized in Jesus' name.
Que la gente aún siendo bautizada en el nombre de Jesucristo.
That God's still doing miracles.
Que Dios aún hace milagros.
Praise God, I love what God is doing.
Amo lo que Dios está haciendo.
But there is no place like home.
Pero no hay lugar como casa.
Psalm chapter 3.
Salmo capítulo 3.
Let's give all of our guests a hand tonight.
Hay que dar todos los invitados una mano.
We are so glad you've taken out your time to be with us tonight.
Estamos contentos que has sacado tiempo para estar con nosotros esta noche.
Special guest to me, Brother Alex and Sister Christina.
Los invitados especiales para mí es Alex y Cristina.
My friend back there in the back.
Mi amigo atrás.
Amen. We've been doing Bible study every Tuesday night.
Hemos estado haciendo estudios bíblicos todos los martes en la noche.
At Panera Bread in Hoover.
In Panera Bread and Hoover.
And the presence of God has been sneaking into our Bible study.
Y la presencia de Dios ha estado metiéndose en nuestro estudio.
That's how it ought to be.
Así es como tiene que ser.
Amen. I'm glad you guys are here tonight.
Estoy contento que están aquí esta noche.
Amen. I got a word from God tonight.
Amén. Yo tengo una palabra de Dios esta noche.
Third Psalm.
En el primer salmo.
Starting in verse 1.
Empezando en versículo 1.
David asked the question. He said, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. He said, many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. That Selah means to pause. It means to take a break. It means to think about it for a little while.
Selah significa que tomes una pausa, que empieces a pensar sobre eso.
Then he responds, he says, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. He said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down to sleep, and I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. He said, arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly, and salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Back to verse 3.
Para atrás a versículo 3.
As he responds to his enemy,
mientras responde a su debilidad,
he says these words.
Dice estas palabras.
But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. For a few moments with the help of the Holy Ghost, I want to preach this to you tonight. The power of a lifted head.
Por un momento vamos a predicar sobre esto, el
poder de una cabeza levantada.
El poder de una cabeza levantada.
Hey, I come to tell hell today.
Vengo a decirle al infierno esta noche.
That the church is victorious.
Que la iglesia es victoriosa.
That it doesn't matter what we're going through right now.
Que no importa lo que estemos pasando.
We're going to still lift up our heads.
Aún vamos a levantar la cabeza.
Come on, if you believe that, clap your hands all over the house.
Si crees eso, aplaude tus manos en la
Somebody
casa.
Somebody give God a great praise.
Vamos
right
a darle a Dios una grande alabanza.
We worship you, Jesus.
Te alabamos, Jesús.
We magnify you, oh God.
Magnificamos tu nombre.
Oh, I feel like putting the devil on the run tonight.
Siento como que estamos al correcto camino.
Praise God. Clap your hands one more time.
Aplaude tus manos una vez más.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Se pueden sentar en la presencia del Señor.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
En el principio, el Señor creó la tierra y los cielos.
He began to create all the things that we see.
Y empezó a crear todo lo que miramos.
He would create the sun, the moon, and the stars.
Iba a crear el sol, la luna y los cielos.
He would create the animals that we see.
Iba a crear los animales que miramos.
He would create plant life.
Iba a crear la vida de las plantas.
But he would start to create his most prized possession.
Iba a crear su cosa más preciosa.
As he would pull from the dust of the ground, he would begin to create Adam.
Porque de la tierra iba a crear a Adán.
Now, out of the side of Adam, he would pull his wife Eve.
Y fuera del lado de Adán iba a sacar su esposa Eva.
And they would begin to walk together with God.
Iban a caminar juntos con Dios.
And God told them, he said, you can have of every tree.
Y Dios dijo, puedes tener de toda árbol.
He said, but don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Pero no comas del árbol del conocimiento del bien y malo.
And you know how we are.
Y sabes cómo somos.
I remember mama telling me, don't go over John's house.
Yo me acuerdo que mi mamá decía, no vayas a la casa de Juan.
But it doesn't matter, you can go to everybody else's house.
Pero no importa, puedes ir a otras casas.
But it's in the nature of man.
Pero la naturaleza del hombre.
To want to go to John's house.
De ir a la casa de Juan.
But can I preach to you for just a minute?
Pero te predico por un momento.
And let you know the devil wants you to get your eyes.
Y dejarte saber que el diablo quiere agarrar tus ojos.
On the restriction that God said you can't have.
En una restricción que Dios dice que no puedes tener.
And he wants you to miss all the abundance of what God has given you.
Y quieres que pierda toda la abundancia que Dios te ha dado.
I come to tell you we serve a good God today.
Vengo a decirte que servimos un Dios que es justo.
We serve a mighty God today.
Servimos un Dios poderoso.
We serve a God that knows what we need.
Un Dios que sabe qué ocupamos.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
But through the process of time we find a serpent sneaking into the garden.
En el proceso del tiempo encontramos una serpiente entrando
al jardín.
The
serpent began to beguile them.
Y la serpiente los empezó a engañar.
The serpent began to entice them.
Los empezó a engañar.
He would bring her Eve to that tree.
Iba a traer a Eva a ese árbol.
And he would begin to speak to her.
Y le iba a empezar a hablar.
And Eve would take up the fruit that she wasn't supposed to take.
Y Eva iba a tomar esa fruta que no debía haber
tomado. And we know the story. She would bite of the fruit of that tree.
Y conocemos la historia mordiosa esa fruta
de ese
árbol.
Then she would give it to Adam.
Y se la dio a Adán.
And as she gave it to Adam, they both realized that something was wrong.
Y mientras se la daba a Adán, los dos se dieron cuenta de algo.
Bible says that they realized they were naked.
La Biblia dice que se dieron cuenta que estaban desnudos.
Bible says they began to hide themselves from God.
La Biblia dice que se empezaron a esconder de Dios.
But God came walking in the cool of the day.
Dios entró en el frío del día.
And he would ask Adam the question, Adam, where are you?
Y le preguntaba a Adán, ¿qué? ¿Dónde estás?
You've got to understand before this fall.
Tienes que entender de antes de esto.
Adam wasn't afraid to look God in the eye and have conversation with him.
Adán no tenía miedo de mirar a Dios en la cara.
He wasn't afraid of God.
No tenía miedo de Dios.
But he would begin to talk to God face to face.
Hablaba con Dios cara a cara.
And his demeanor began to change after this, though.
Pero su cara empezó a cambiar después de esto.
After he sinned against God.
Después de que tuvo pecado contra Dios.
And sin entered the world for the first time.
Y el pecado entró en el mundo por la primera vez.
We would find Adam with a new demeanor.
Encontramos a Adán con una nueva cara.
I can see Adam right now after he sinned.
Miro a Adán ahorita después que pecó.
As he began to drop his head.
Mientras su rostro caía al suelo.
He would drop his head because he knew I have failed God.
Su cabeza estaba abajo porque sabía que había fallado al Dios.
He would drop his head because he knew I'm a disappointment to God.
Bajaba la cara porque sabía que era una decepción para Dios.
He would drop his head because the serpent.
Bajaba la cabeza por la serpiente.
Was telling him he would never be able to please God.
Le decía que nunca iba a poder predicar a Dios.
And the serpent was right.
La sirvienta estaba correcto.
The Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
La Biblia dice que todos han caído corto de la gloria de Dios.
But I thank God on a Wednesday night.
Pero le agradezco a Dios un miércoles en la noche.
That we serve a God that's rich in mercy.
Nuestro Dios que es rico en misericordia.
We serve a God that every time I fall.
Nuestro Dios cada vez que me caigo.
His arms are not short that he can't pick me up.
Él siempre me levanta.
We serve a God today. The Bible says
que la Biblia dice
that his mercies are new every morning.
Que su misericordia
es renovada
todos los días.
Can I tell you why that's important tonight?
Digo porque es importante esta noche.
Because every time you see the sunrise,
porque cada vez que miras el sol saliendo,
it's God letting you know you've got another chance.
Es Dios dejando saber que tienes otra oportunidad.
It's God letting you know I'm giving you another opportunity.
Que te da otra oportunidad.
Oh, I need somebody that needs grace today.
Ocupa alguien que ocupa gracia este
día. To give God praise for it right now.
Que le da gracias al Señor en este momento.
Not been for the mercy and the grace of God.
Si no fue por la misericordia y gracia de Dios.
I wouldn't have a chance today.
No tendría una oportunidad hoy.
But I thank God.
Pero le agradezco a Dios.
That he would rather choose mercy.
Que escoge la misericordia.
Than my judgment.
De que mi juicio.
I thank God for his grace today.
Le agradezco a Dios por su gracia este día.
I thank God that he's a merciful God.
Le agradezco es un Dios de misericordia.
But it is the way of man.
El camino del hombre.
That when we fail God,
de que cuando fallamos a Dios,
and when we make mistakes,
cuando hacemos fallas,
and when we fall time and times
y cuando
again,
nos tropezamos veces, otra veces,
the enemy will get up in your ear,
el amigo se pone en tu cara,
and he'll let you know you failed again.
Y te deja saber que fallaste otra
you
vez.
Messed up again.
Otra vez tuviste un fracaso.
There's not another chance for you.
No hay otra oportunidad para ti.
You just need to give up on this God stuff.
Tienes que rendir en las cosas de Dios.
And it's in our nature.
Esa es nuestra naturaleza.
To begin to drop our head.
De que empezamos a bajar la cabeza.
And this disposition and demeanor.
Y la disposición y el rostro.
It's exactly where Satan wants you to be.
Es exactamente lo que Satanás quiere que hagas.
He wants you to feel like you don't have another chance.
Quiere que te sientas que no tienes otra oportunidad.
He wants you to feel like God's not going to forgive you again.
Te sientas como que Dios no te va a perdonar.
He wants you to feel like if you try to go towards God again.
Quiere que sientas si vienes para atrás a Dios.
He's just going to judge you.
Solamente te va a juzgar.
But I thank God that we serve a God.
Pero agradezco a Dios que servimos un Dios.
That when I should have died.
Que cuando debiera haber muerto.
God opened up his arms again.
Dios abrió sus puertas.
I thank God that I serve a God.
Agradezco a Dios que servimos un Dios.
That he looked beyond my faults and he saw my needs.
Que miró más allá de mis fallas y mis necesidades.
I thank God for every opportunity he's given me.
Oportunidades que me ha dado.
I thank God for every day he's given me.
Por todos los días que me ha dado.
I thank God for another day today.
Le agradezco por otro día hoy.
Come on, if you got breath in your body.
Si tienes algo en tu cuerpo.
It's not too late for you, sir.
No es muy tarde para ti.
It's not too late for you, ma'am.
No hay nada tarde para ti, señora.
But there's a God in this house.
Pero hay un Dios en esta casa.
That still wants to do business with
que
you today.
Quiere hacer negocio contigo.
You don't have to keep your head down.
No tienes que tener tu cabeza para
you
abajo.
Don't have to be despondent.
No tienes que estar decepcionado. Gloria a Dios.
But it's the cycle of life.
Es el ciclo de la vida.
It's the ups and the downs.
En las subidas y las bajas.
It's the highs and the lows.
En los altos y los bajos.
It's the mountain tops, but it's the valleys.
En las montañas y los valles.
And oftentimes, as we find ourselves in a valley,
y muchas veces cuando nos encontramos en el valle,
it makes us look down because we're down on our luck.
Nos hace mirar para abajo porque no tenemos suerte.
It makes us feel bad about ourselves because life's not going our way.
Nos hace sentir bajos porque el mundo no está yendo como queremos.
But I just want to say in this sanctuary on a Wednesday night.
En este sector el miércoles en la noche.
That the God that you serve,
que el Dios que tú sirves,
he's in your corner today.
Él está en tu esquina este
you're
día.
You're not serving a God that's against you today.
No servimos un Dios que está
you're
contra ti.
You're not serving a judge that just wants to judge you today.
No servimos un juez que solamente juzga.
But every time you fall,
pero cada vez que te caes,
God saying, get back up, baby.
Dios dice, levántate de nuevo.
The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
rejoice not against me.
Regocíjate no contra mí.
Oh, my enemies.
Oh, mis enemigos.
For when I fall,
porque cuando me caes,
I shall arise.
Yo me voy a levantar.
When I sit in darkness,
cuando estoy en la oscuridad,
the Lord's going to be light unto me.
Dios acaba de dar luz en el día.
The enemy wants to keep your head down.
El enemigo quiere que tengas tu rostro abajo.
The enemy wants to keep you in a posture where you can't have any vision in your life.
Quiere ponerte una postura donde no puedes tener algo en tu vida.
This is exactly where David found himself.
Es exactamente donde se encontraba David.
Back in our text, we find David.
En el texto encontramos a David.
As David began to say,
mientras David empezaba a decir,
Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? He said, many are they that rise up against me.
Multitudes son los que se levantan contra mí.
He said, God, I feel like I got people on every side.
Yo siento como que hay personas en todo mi, alrededor de mí.
I feel like it's me against the whole world.
Siento que es mí contra el mundo.
I feel like I'm all by myself.
Siento que estoy todo solo.
He said, my enemies are troubling me.
Mis enemigos me están haciendo problemas.
My enemies are rising up against me.
Mis enemigos se están levantando contra mí.
He said, many there be which say of my soul.
Muchos que dicen de mi alma.
There is no help for him in God.
No ayuda para él en Dios.
And then the Bible says, Selah.
Y luego la Biblia dice, Selah.
It means to think about it.
Significa piensa de
eso. It means to pause for a minute.
Que pauses por un minuto.
And as we consider what the adversary is telling us,
y mientras consideramos lo que dice el adversario,
we begin to think about our lives.
Empezamos a pensar de nuestra vida.
And we think about the times when we got down on our knees to pray.
Y pensamos de la vez que hemos estado arrodillados o en oración.
And we didn't hear an answer from God.
Y no agarramos una respuesta del Señor.
We think about the times when we praised and worshiped in the sanctuary.
Empezamos de la vez que alabamos y adoramos en el santuario.
But the baby was still sick.
Pero aún el bebé estaba enfermo.
We begin to think about the times.
Pensamos de las veces.
When we cried unto the Lord.
Cuando clamamos al Señor.
And we thought the Lord didn't hear our cry.
Y pensamos que el Señor escuchaba nuestro
clamor. And so we get frustrated when we think about it.
Entonces nos frustramos cuando pensamos.
Am I preaching to any real people in the house?
Le estoy predicando a alguien esta noche.
We begin to get frustrated at God.
Nos frustramos con Dios.
God, where are you right now?
Dios, ¿dónde estás en este momento?
God, my enemies are encamped round about me right now.
Mis enemigos me están rodeando.
God, I can't see you around me right now.
No te puedo mirar alrededor de mí.
As I get down on my knees to pray.
Mientras estamos en las rodillas
orando. I'm looking for my God.
Esperando por nuestro Dios.
It's almost like when you pick up the phone to call God.
Es como que acabas de levantar el teléfono para llamar.
All you're getting is the voicemail.
Y todo lo que agarras es un buzón.
Anybody know what I'm talking about right now?
¿Alguien sabe de qué estoy hablando en este momento?
When you called your best friend and you needed some help.
Cuando hablaste a tu mejor amigo ocupado
ayuda. But your best friend didn't answer the phone.
Pero tu mejor amigo no respondió.
When you go knock on his door.
Y vas y tocas a su puerta.
And you say, I need a little bit of help right now.
Dices, ocupo un poco de ayuda este momento.
Nobody answers the door.
Y nadie responde a la puerta.
This is where David's enemies wanted him to think about.
Aquí donde el diablo quiere que David
piense
así.
They said, I want you to know that this is the end for you.
Pero quiere que sepa que ese es el final para ti.
We want you to understand that there is no hope in your God.
Quiere que entiendas que no hay esperanza en tu Dios.
But can I tell you today?
Pero te diga hoy.
That you got to learn how to talk back to your adversary.
Tienes que aprender cómo hablarle para atrás a tu adversario.
When the devil says you can't.
Cuando el diablo dice que no puedes.
God says you can.
Dios dice sí puedes.
When the devil says you're gonna die.
Cuando el diablo dice que estás a morir.
God says you're gonna live.
Dios dice tú vas a vivir.
When the devil says there's no hope.
Cuando el diablo dice no hay esperanza.
Last time I checked, we still serve a God of hope.
Sí hay esperanza en Dios.
Do you believe that you ought to clap your hands right
si
now?
Si crees eso, debes aplaudir tus manos.
When you begin to talk back to the adversary,
cuando empiezas a hablar para atrás al adversario,
sometimes you may say, I don't even have the words to speak.
A veces piensas que no tienes las palabras para hablar.
But that's why God gave us 66 books.
Por eso es que Dios nos dio 66 libros.
When you don't know what to say,
cuando no sabes qué decir,
you pick up the word of God.
Levanta la palabra de Dios.
And you begin to say what God is saying.
Y empiezas a decir lo que Dios está diciendo.
Can I preach to somebody and let you know what to say?
Le predico a alguien esto para
you better tell that devil, I'm victorious.
Dile al diablo, soy victorioso.
You better tell the devil, I'm the head and not the tail.
Dile al diablo, yo soy la cabeza y no la cola.
You better tell the devil about your God.
Dile diablo de tu Dios.
My God still owns a cattle on a thousand hills.
Mi Dios aún tiene vacas sobre miles de montañas.
My God, I wonder if somebody feels what I'm preaching.
Mi Dios, siento si alguien siente lo
que
estoy
predicando. Come on, you ought to reach up and grab that right now.
Alguien levántese en eso.
You've been letting the devil smack you around for too long.
Has dejado que el diablo te esté golpeando por mucho tiempo.
But it's time for you to fight back in your spirit.
Pero es tiempo de pelear para atrás en tu espíritu.
It's time for you to stand and talk back to the adversary.
Es tiempo que te levantes y hables contra el enemigo.
Can I tell somebody that the devil is still a liar?
Le digo a alguien que el enemigo aún es un mentiroso.
You know, every time he opens up his mouth, he's lying to you.
Cada vez que te habla, te está mintiendo.
He can't even tell the truth.
Ni puede decir la verdad.
The Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
That with God.
Que con Dios.
It is impossible to lie.
Es imposible mentir.
We serve a God.
Servimos un Dios.
That it is impossible for him to lie.
Que es imposible que él
mienta. He looked around and he tried to find somebody to hold him accountable.
Miró alrededor para buscar alguien que lo ponga a cuentas.
But he couldn't find one.
Pero no encontró ninguno.
And the Bible says so he swore within himself.
Y la Biblia dice que él testificó a sí mismo.
My God, my God. He said, you know what, self?
Dijo, mi mismo.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
He started talking to himself and he held himself responsible and accountable for his word.
Se empezó a hablar a sí mismo y se hizo responsable.
I thank God that I serve a God.
Le doy gracias a Dios que sirve a un Dios.
That when he opens up his mouth,
que cuando abre su voz,
it is impossible.
Es imposible.
For him to lie.
Que te mienta.
I've got a question for the house of God tonight. What has God told you out of his mouth? Did God tell you you were going to win? But why are you relieving the report of the enemy tonight? You've got to get the word that God already spoke to you. And you got to say, God, your promises are true. God, everything you say is true. God, I believe your word tonight. Somebody clap your hands and give him praise. They told him, they said, there is no hope in your God. They said, there is nothing beyond this point here.
Dijo, no hay nada después de este punto.
You might as well give up. You might as well throw in the towel.
Debías rendirte, debes de aventar la toalla.
He said, your God is not going to save you.
Tu Dios no te va a salvar.
But I like David.
Pero yo, a mí me gusta David.
Because David understood.
Porque David entendió.
He said, I don't even have to respond and have combat with my adversary.
Ni tengo que responder o ir para atrás con mi adversario.
But when David responds,
pero cuando David responde,
David begins to talk to his God.
David empieza a hablar a su Dios.
And David said, but thou, O Lord.
Y dijo, tú, Señor.
He said, God, I'm going to remind you today,
Dios, te voy a recordar hoy,
that you are sealed for me.
Que aún eres para mí.
I'm going to remind you today that even though my enemies encamped around about me, you're going to block my enemies today.
Tú vas a quitar mis
enemigos. I thank God that I serve a God that I can hold him to his word.
Que lo pueda agarrar a su palabra.
You say, God, I don't feel you around me right now.
A lo mejor dices, Dios, no te siento alrededor
but
de
the
mí.
Bible says,
pero la Biblia dice,
that God is my shield.
Que Dios es mi escudo.
I want somebody that believes that to get up on your feet.
Quiero que alguien cree eso, se levante sus
I want
pies.
You to give God praise. I want you to thank God for blocking your enemies.
Quiero que le agradezcas al Señor.
I want you to give him a great praise.
Que le des una gran alabanza.
David understood that the enemy is going to have a report.
David entendió que el enemigo iba a tener un reporte.
But I'm going to remind God what he said he would be to me.
Pero le voy a recordar a Dios lo que iba a hacer para mí.
He said, you're my shield for me.
Él iba a ser un escudo para mí.
My glory and the lifter up of my head.
Mi gloria y el que levanta mi cabeza.
So when the adversary tries to tell you there's no hope.
So cuando el adversario te quiere decir que no tienes esperanza.
When the adversary tries to tell you God's not going to come through for you.
Cuando el adversario dice que Dios no va a estar ahí para ti.
And it puts you in a position where you've got your head down.
Y te pone una posición donde tienes tu cabeza para abajo.
We're preaching about a God today.
Predicamos de un Dios esta noche.
That the Bible says.
Que la Biblia dice.
That he will lift up your head.
Que él va a levantar tu cabeza.
I come to tell somebody right now.
Vengo a decirle a alguien.
That you've been having your head down for too long.
Que has tenido tu cabeza para abajo
por
mucho tiempo.
But the word is letting you know tonight.
Que las palabras que conoces
esta
noche.
That it's time for you to lift up your head, baby.
Que tiempo que levantas esa cabeza.
I know you've been down and out.
Yo sé que estabas bajo.
I know life has smacked you around a little bit.
Yo sé que la vida te ha golpeado un poco.
But he is the lifter up of your head.
Pero él es el que levanta tu cabeza.
You say, preacher, I don't have the strength.
Dices, predicador, no tengo fuerza.
Preacher, I've been hit too hard.
Predicador, me han pegado muy feo.
Preacher, he knocked me on my back one too many times.
Ya me ha tumbado mi espalda muchas veces.
And I find myself stumbling.
Y me encuentro tropezándome.
Under the weight of what I'm going through
en
right
el peso
now.
De lo que estoy pasando.
I find myself in a position.
Me encuentro en una posición.
Where I don't have the power to pick up my head.
Donde no tengo el poder para levantar mi rostro.
But the Bible says.
Pero la Biblia dice.
That you ain't even got to pick it up, baby.
Si tú vas a hacer, yo lo voy a levantar.
But God's going to be the lifter up of your head.
Dios va a ser que levanta tu rostro.
You say, I can't get my head up today.
A lo mejor te, no puedo levantar mi rostro.
I thank God that I serve a God.
Pero agradezco a Dios que sirvo a un Dios.
When I don't have the strength.
Que cuando no tengo las fuerzas.
When I don't have the power.
Y no tengo el poder.
When I don't have the wherewithal.
Cuando tengo la voluntad.
To lift up my head.
De levantar mi cabeza.
I thank God that he said.
Le agradezco a Dios que él dijo.
He's going to be the lifter up of my head.
Él va a ser el que levanta mi cabeza.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
There's power.
Es poder.
in a lifted head.
En una cabeza levantada.
Can I tell you about it tonight?
Te digo de eso esta noche.
The disciples came to Jesus.
Los discípulos vinieron a Jesús.
And they said, "Teach us to pray."
Dijeron, enséñanos a orar.
And he said, "When you pray,"
dijo, cuando tú ores,
"you begin with our Father."
Empieces con nuestro Padre.
I feel like preaching right here.
Estoy, siento predicar
este
momento.
The first thing that you do when you come to God,
la primera cosa que haces cuando vienes a Dios,
is you learn about who He is.
Aprendes de quién es.
Can I preach to somebody that didn't have an ideal relationship with their earthly father?
Le predico a alguien que no tuvo una relación con su padre.
Can I let you know the plan of God?
Dejo que saber que el plan de Dios.
And the pathway in which we approach prayer.
Y el camino donde entramos a la oración.
It's the first thing that you've got to understand.
Es la primera cosa que tienes que entender.
Is that He is our Father.
Es que es nuestro padre.
That heavenly Father that we have.
El padre celestial que tenemos.
Is not like your earthly father.
No es como el padre aquí en la tierra.
I don't know what your earthly father did in your life.
Yo no sé qué tu padre hizo en tu vida.
He may have walked away from you.
A lo mejor se retiró de ti.
He may have told you you were nothing.
A lo mejor te dijo que no eras nada.
But God sent a preacher to remind you today.
Pero Dios mandó un predicador recordarte
that
esta mañana.
God said, "I'm going to be your father."
Que yo voy a ser tu padre.
And He is a good father.
Y él es un buen padre.
Can I preach to you about a God today?
Voy a predicar de un Dios este día.
That'll never leave you or forsake you.
Que nunca te va a dejar y
Can
desaparar.
I preach to you about a God today?
De un Dios.
That will never mistreat you.
De que nunca te va a de-
Can I preach to somebody right now about a God that's a gentleman?
De un Dios que es un joven.
Hey, I don't know what you've been through in your life.
Yo no sé qué has pasado en tu vida.
And I don't know the relational aspect of the relationship with your father.
No sé qué relación tuviste con tu padre.
But the Holy Ghost wants to let somebody know right now.
Pero el Espíritu Santo quiere dejar saber a
alguien
en este
momento. That you've got a heavenly father in this house right now.
Que tienes un padre celestial en este momento.
He said, "I'm going to be the father of the fatherless."
Yo voy a ser el padre que no tiene padre.
Is anybody thankful that you've got a daddy today?
¿Alguien agradecido que tiene un padre este día?
Is anybody thankful that you have a heavenly father?
¿Alguien agradecido que tiene padre celestial?
My kids,
mis niños,
they learned about the power of money.
Aprendieron del poder del dinero.
You know they say.
¿Sabes qué dicen?
That money, the love of money, is the root of all evil.
El amor del dinero es la raíz de toda la maldad.
Darius says it like this.
Y Darius lo dice así.
He says the lack of it is too.
La falta de también es.
They say money can't buy happiness.
Dice el dinero no puede comprar la felicidad.
But I wouldn't mind crying in a Lamborghini tonight.
Pero no, yo lloraría en un Lamborghini esta noche.
But my kids realize and understand.
Pero mis niños se dan cuenta y.
The power of money.
Del poder del dinero.
As we walk into the store.
Cuando entras a una tienda.
I say you better not walk out of this store without that. You've got to pay for it.
Digo, no vayas a salir de la tienda sin eso. Tienes que pagarlo.
I say, hey, don't walk out of here with that.
No salgas con eso.
You got to pay for it. Do you got some money?
Tienes que pagarlo. Tienes dinero.
I say, no, Dad, we don't got any money.
Y le dice, no, papá, no lo tengo el dinero.
They said, but Daddy, we know you got some money.
Pero papá, sabemos que tú tienes el dinero.
That's how your God is.
Así es como es tu Dios.
You got to understand who your father is.
Tienes que entender quién es tu padre.
God's not my God. You say that's simple preaching.
Dijo, mandó un predicador.
But I come to preach to somebody that don't know what that feels like.
Yo le voy a predicar a alguien que no sabe cómo se conoce
eso. I come to tell you today that God's not just a judge.
Yo vengo a decir que Dios no solamente
es un juez. Waiting on you to make a mistake.
Que esperando que hagas un fracaso.
And ruling over you with an iron fist.
Y dándote con un.
But we serve a God.
Pero servimos un Dios.
That says whatever you need, baby.
Que dice lo que tú ocupes.
I'm here for you today.
Yo estoy aquí para ti ese día.
I'm here to help you today.
Yo estoy para ayudarte.
I know you're gonna fall sometimes.
A lo mejor vas a caer.
But that's why Dad is here to help you get back up.
Aquí, para que te levantes.
He's our Father today.
Es nuestro padre.
Then Jesus said,
y luego Jesús dijo,
which are in heaven.
Que están los cielos.
Right here.
Aquí.
Is the theology of a lifted head.
Es la teología de una cabeza levantada.
The first thing you understand when you approach the Lord's prayer.
La primera cosa que encuentras cuando te acercas a la oración
del Señor. Is you figure out who He is.
Te das cuenta quién es.
The second thing that you understand when you approach prayer.
La segunda cosa que conoces cuando acercas a la oración.
Is you figure out where He is.
Te das cuenta dónde está.
Can I tell you today?
Te digo hoy.
When you realize where God is.
Cuando te das cuenta dónde está Dios.
And you realize and you get a good perspective of Him.
llegarás a una buena perspectiva de él.
Your problems will look a lot smaller.
Tus problemas van a ser más pequeños.
He wants you to understand.
Quiere que entiendas.
That I'm in the heavens.
Que bajo los cielos.
He said you got to get your head up right now.
Tienes que levantar tu cabeza en este momento.
He said I'm telling you right now you got to get your head up above your problems.
Te digo ahorita tienes que levantar la cabeza sobre tus
you
problemas.
You got to get your head up above the trouble in your life.
Tienes que levantar tu cabeza sobre los problemas en tu vida.
You got to get your head up above all the calamity around you.
Tienes que levantar tu cabeza sobre todas las calamidades
so
en tu vida.
So that's why when we go to God in prayer,
cuando vemos a Dios en oración,
we get our head up.
Levantamos la cabeza.
And we say our Father which art in heaven.
Nuestro Padre que está en los cielos.
And you begin to understand that God is somewhere up there.
Y tienes que Dios está allá arriba.
And that he's higher than my problem.
Y que es más alto que tus problemas.
He's higher than my circumstance.
Es más alto que tus circunstancias.
He's higher than every trouble that I find myself in.
Es más alto que cualquier problema que
te encuentras. Come on somebody, you got to understand today.
Alguien tiene que entender hoy.
That you got to get your eyes on God.
Tienes que poner tus ojos en Dios.
And get your eyes off of the problem.
Y quitar tus ojos de los problemas.
Eyes on Jesus.
Y poner tus ojos en Jesús.
And get your eyes off of the trouble today.
Y quitar tus ojos de los problemas.
He tells Abraham.
Le dice a Abraham.
He says, Abraham, I want to do some big things in your life.
Abraham, quiero hacer cosas grandes en tu vida.
He said, but I need you to do something, Abraham.
Pero ocupo que hagas algo, Abraham.
You've got to come out your tent.
Tienes que salir de tu lugar.
He says, you got to get the ceiling from above your head.
Tienes que tirar el cielo de tu cabeza.
He said, I want you to lift up your eyes, Abraham.
Tienes que levantar tus ojos.
He said, I want you to get out under that black sky.
Quiero que baja abajo ese cielo oscuro.
He said, I want you to count the stars if you can.
Quiero que cuentes las estrellas si puedes.
What was he doing with Abraham?
¿Qué estaba haciendo con Abraham?
He was letting Abraham know.
Estaba dejando a Abraham saber.
That what I want to do in your life today.
Que lo que voy a hacer en tu vida hoy.
Is going to be bigger than anything that you can see.
Va a ser más grande que lo que puedas ver.
It's going to be bigger than anything down on this earth.
Va a ser más grande que las cosas en esta tierra.
But Abraham, you've got to get your head up.
Pero Abraham entendió que tiene que levantar
su rostro. So you can see the enormous plan of God.
Para recibir el plan de Dios.
I come to preach to somebody right now.
Vengo a predicar a alguien este día.
And let you know you got to pick up your head, baby.
Y dejarte saber que tienes que levantar esa cabeza.
God wants to do big things in your life.
Dios quiere hacer cosas grandes en tu vida.
But you got to get your head up.
Pero tienes que levantar tu cabeza.
And you got to see your God.
Y tienes que mirar a Dios.
David picks it up.
David lo levanta.
He said, "When I consider the heavens,
dice, cuando considero los cielos,
the work of thy fingers,
el trabajo de los dedos,
the moon and the stars that thou hast ordained,
las lunas y las estrellas que ha
construido." He said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?"
¿Qué es que no doy cuenta de él?
Then the son of man that thou visits with him.
Que el hombre que lo visita.
Most of the things David talked about were things that he can see.
Muchas de las cosas que David hablaba eran cosas que miraba.
The moon and the stars.
Las lunas y las estrellas.
That God set up there.
Que Dios puso allá arriba.
He started to consider mostly things that he can see.
Empieza a considerar las cosas que puede mirar.
But can I tell you today?
Pero te diga hoy.
That when you get your head up.
Cuando levantas tu rostro.
I know the stars are beautiful at nighttime.
Yo sé que las estrellas están brillantes
en la
noche.
But you gotta get your head above the stars tonight.
Tienes que levantar tu cabeza sobre esas estrellas.
And you gotta look to your God.
Y tienes que mirar a tu Dios.
And you gotta be able to see the perfect plan of God.
Y tienes que poder mirar el plan perfecto de Dios.
You've gotta get your head up today.
Tienes que levantar tu cabeza hoy.
Because the adversary will try to keep you down here.
Porque el adversario te quiere tener acá abajo.
And he'll try to keep you walking around in a circle.
Y quiere que camines en un círculo.
He wants you to lose orientation with your God.
Quiere que pierdas toda intención con Dios.
We had the eclipse recently.
Tuvimos el eclipse muy reciente.
And that eclipse was one of the times where everybody got their head up.
Y ese eclipse es un momento donde todos levantan la cabeza.
Some people that were in the path were in a total eclipse.
Unos que están en el camino están en eclipse totalmente.
And people were saying it's the world going to end.
Y la gente está diciendo el mundo se va a acabar.
What's going to happen?
¿Qué va a pasar?
I believe this might be linked to some type of prophecy.
Yo creo que esa nos está conectada a un tipo de profecía.
But because some of them would say as that the pathway of that eclipse.
Como nos dicen el pasaje de ese eclipse.
Went over the spot where those red heifers were born.
Pasó ese lugar donde nacieron esos heifers.
Those red heifers that were without blemish.
Los que estaban sin la mancha.
They said that eclipse went right over that pathway.
Ese eclipse fue sobre ese pasaje.
But who knows?
Pero quién sabe.
But everybody, whether you believed in God or not.
Pero todos si creen en Dios o no.
You had your head up.
Tenían la cabeza levantada.
You were looking up.
Mirabas hacia arriba.
The Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
That when you see some of these things.
Cuando miras una de estas cosas.
He said, lift up your head.
Levanta tu cabeza.
For your redemption draweth nigh.
Tu redención viene.
Can I tell you the will of God is not just for you to look at the moon.
Digo, la voluntad de Dios no solamente que mires a
la luna. The will of God is not just for you to look at the sun.
La voluntad de Dios no solamente que mires
al sol. But can I tell you what God was trying to let us know that day?
Pero te digo lo que Dios quería que
supieras ese día. Is that you gotta lift your head above the sun.
Que tienes que levantar tu voz.
You gotta lift your head above the moon.
Levantar tu cabeza sobre el sol.
And you gotta look towards your redemption.
Y tienes que mirar sobre tu redención.
You gotta look towards God today.
Tienes que mirar hacia Dios.
Solomon, one of the wisest men to ever walk the face of the earth.
Uno de los hombres sabios que caminó sobre la tierra.
Solomon, as he would begin to write the book of Ecclesiastes.
Solomon, mientras escribía el libro de Eclesiastes.
He would declare.
Iba a declarar.
Chapter after chapter.
Capítulo después de capítulo.
As he made his observations about the world.
Mientras hacía sus observaciones del mundo.
He would say a phrase.
Decía oraciones.
Under the sun.
Bajo los hijos.
Under the sun.
Bajo el sol.
Under the sun.
Bajo el sol.
Solomon was a wise man.
Solomon era un hombre sabio.
Solomon was making observations about the earth that he lived in.
Solomon hacía observaciones de lo que miraba en el mundo.
All the things that were underneath the sun.
Todas las cosas que estaban bajo el sol.
But if I could preach to Solomon tonight,
pero si le puedo predicar a Solomon esta noche,
I would let Solomon know that you got to get your head above the sun.
Le diría a Solomon que tiene que tener su cabeza sobre
el
sol.
Can I preach to somebody right now?
Le predico a alguien en este momento.
That you've been looking for answers underneath the sun.
Que has estado buscando respuestas bajo el sol.
You've been looking for hope underneath the sun.
Has estado buscando esperanza bajo ese sol.
You've been looking for a fix to your problems underneath the sun.
Has buscado algo que arregle tus problemas bajo el sol.
You say maybe it's my money that can fix the problem.
Amor, piensa el dinero es el que puede resolver mis
problemas. Maybe it's my education that can fix the problem.
A lo mejor es mi educación que puede resolver
mis
problemas.
Maybe it's my intellect that can fix the problem.
A lo mejor mi inteligencia que puede resolver
mis problemas. But can I preach to you tonight?
Pero te predico esta noche.
That you gotta get your head above the sun tonight.
Tienes que levantar tu cabeza sobre el sol.
And you gotta look to the hills.
Tienes que mirar a las montañas.
From which cometh your help.
¿De dónde viene tu ayuda?
Your help comes from the Lord.
Tu ayuda viene del Señor.
Can I tell you about a God today?
Te digo de un Dios este día.
That's my.
Que es un Dios sobre mi Dios.
God's bigger.
Dios es más grande.
Than where you're standing right now.
De dónde estás parado en este momento.
God is bigger.
Dios es más grande.
Than the problems that are encountering your life right now.
Que los problemas que están en tu vida.
God is bigger tonight.
Dios es más grande esta noche.
Than any trouble that can come up to your life.
Que cualquier problema que puede venir a tu vida.
He's bigger than every adversary that would surround you.
Es más grande que cualquier adversario que te puede
rodear. That's why we come today and magnify the Lord.
Por eso que venimos a magnificar al Señor.
We magnify the Lord so that we can understand.
Magnificamos al Señor para que podamos entender.
That our God is bigger than our trouble.
Que nuestro Dios es más grande
que
cualquier problema.
That our God is bigger than our problems.
Es más grande que nuestros problemas.
That our God is bigger than what we're facing right now.
Es más grande que lo que nos encontramos.
Clap your hands and give God praise.
Aplaude y manda alabanzas.
Can you get me Psalm chapter 27?
Ponme el Salmo 27.
Psalm chapter 27.
Salmo capítulo 27.
I'm sorry.
Perdón.
The Bible says the Lord is my light and my salvation.
La Biblia dice Jehová es mi luz y mi salvación.
Whom shall I fear?
¿A quién temeré?
The Lord is the strength of my life.
Jehová es la fortaleza de mi vida.
Of whom shall I be afraid?
¿De quién atemorizar?
He said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me.
Cuando el malvado vino sobre mi vida.
To eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
De comer de mi carne, fallaron.
Though a host should encamp against me.
Aunque los acampaban contra
my
mí.
My heart shall not fear.
No temeré en mi corazón.
The war should rise against me.
Aunque contra mí se levantará
in
guerra.
In this will I be confident.
Yo estaré confiado.
He says, one thing have I desired of the Lord.
Una cosa demandado de Jehová.
And that will I seek after.
Esta buscaré.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
Que esté yo en la casa de Jehová.
All the days of my life.
Todos los días de mi vida.
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
Para contemplar la hermosura
and
de Jehová.
To inquire in his temple.
Y para buscarlo en su templo.
Verse 5.
Versículo 5.
For in the time of trouble.
Por en el tiempo de.
He shall hide me.
Él me esconderá en su tabernáculo.
There goes that shield again. He shall shield me.
Y me va a poner escudo
he
sobre
shall
mí.
Cover me in the day of battle.
Me va a cubrir en el tiempo
he's
de batalla.
Gonna, he's going to make sure my adversaries can't get
va
to me.
Que mis adversarios no
he's
venir going to
hide me in his pavilion.
Me va a esconder en su,
and
en
in
su
the
pavilion.
Secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me.
Y sobre su tabernáculo me va
he
a esconder.
Shall set me upon a rock.
Me pondrá sobre una roca.
And then he says these words.
Y dice estas palabras.
And now my head will be lifted above mine enemies round about.
Luego levantará mi cabeza sobre mis enemigos que me rodean.
I know you've got enemies that are coming up against you right
Yo
now.
Yo sé que tienes enemigos que vienen contra ti en este momento.
But we read about a God tonight.
Pero leemos de un Dios
that will lift up your head above your adversary.
Que levantar tu cabeza sobre los enemigos.
What do you do when all hell is broken loose in your world?
Aunque el infierno
you
se
get your
tu
head
mundo.
Up above your enemy.
Tenemos un Dios que sobre tu enemigo.
What do you do when your back is up against the wall?
Aunque tu espalda esté contra la pared.
You say, God, I need you to lift up my head tonight.
Dios quiere que levantes tu cabeza.
I need you to let me see above my enemy.
En la copa que mires sobre tu enemigo.
I need you to let me see above my adversary.
Que mires sobre tu adversario.
Can I tell you when you lift up your head?
Te digo que cuando levantas tu cabeza.
You realize how big your God is.
Te das cuenta de qué tan grande es tu Dios.
And how small your enemies are.
Y qué tan pequeño es tu enemigo.
I wonder, can we try it right now?
Me te pregunto si podemos
Somebody
pensar ahorita.
Lift up your head today.
Vamos a tratar de levantar esa cabeza
Come
este
on,
momento.
Lift up your head right now.
Levanta tu cabeza.
Praise God.
Alábalo.
Come on, can we pray all over the house right now?
Podemos orar en la casa.
Come on, I feel hope coming in the room right now.
Siento esperanza entrando en el cuarto.
I feel peace coming into the room right now.
Siento fe en este lugar.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
He goes on to say, I cried unto the Lord with my voice.
Y sigue diciendo, yo clamé al Señor con mi voz.
And he heard me out of his holy hill.
Y me escuchó fuera de su montaña.
He said, I laid me down to sleep.
Y me puso a dormir.
He said, I await for the Lord to sustain me.
Y yo esperaba que Dios me sosteniera.
It is the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
That you get some good sleep.
Que tengas buen descanso.
I got people staring at me right now.
Tengo gente que me está mirando en este momento.
But I'm preaching to people that know what it is to be up all night worrying.
Pero le predico a gente que sabe que
I'm preaching to people that know what it is to have the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Que tienen el peso sobre sus hombros.
You can't get sleep at night.
Ni puedes dormir en la noche.
Because the adversary.
Porque el adversario.
Has pushed your head down.
Te ha empujado tu cabeza hacia abajo.
You're worried about where it's going to come from.
Te preocupas de dónde va a venir.
You're worried about how God's going to make it happen.
Te preocupas de cómo Dios va a hacer.
The preacher right now. We're
going
to break some stuff free tonight.
Vamos a quebrar cosas libres
esta
noche.
Because there are people that are dealing with fear and anxiety.
Porque hay gente que está batallando con el temor y la ansiedad.
In the middle of revival.
En el medio del avivamiento.
There are people that can't sleep at night.
Hay gente que no puede dormir esta
because
noche.
Because you've let fear grip your heart.
Porque es que la esperanza
and you let the adversary live in your mind.
Y que el adversario viva en tu vida.
But I come to preach to somebody today.
Pero vengo a predicarle a alguien este día.
That when you let God lift up your head.
Que cuando dejas Dios que levante tu rostro.
You're gonna lay your head down on a pillow.
Vas a poner tu cabeza sobre una almohada.
And you're gonna sleep good.
Y vas a dormir muy bien.
I'm telling you.
Le digo a alguien.
There's some people in this house right now.
Hay gente en este lugar.
That you just need a good night's rest.
Te ocupas dormir muy bien.
But you've let the adversary get into your mind.
Pero has dejado que el adversario se meta
en
tu mente.
And you've let fear and anxiety come into your world.
Dejas el temor, la ansiedad que entra a tu
mundo.
And
you stay up at night tossing and turning.
Y te quedas toda la noche volteándote.
It is not the will of God.
No es la voluntad de Dios.
I said it is not the will of God.
No es la voluntad de Dios.
For the people of God.
Que la gente de Dios.
To live in a place of fear.
Vivir en un lugar de temor.
And live in a place of anxiety.
En un lugar de ansiedad.
And live in a place of stress for a long time.
Y en un lugar donde no duermen.
But can I preach to you about a God?
Pero te voy a predicar la palabra
de
Dios.
That will lift up your head.
Que levanta tu cabeza.
And when he lifts up your head.
Y cuando levanta tu cabeza.
He'll lift it up above the fear.
La va a levantar sobre el temor.
He'll lift it up above the adversary.
Sobre el adversario.
He'll lift it up above the anxiety.
Sobre la ansiedad.
Bible says God giveth his beloved sleep.
La Biblia dice que le va a dar su amado sus para dormir.
Proverbs chapter 3. Can you get that for me?
Proverbios capítulo 3.
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 24. Proverbs 3 and 24.
Capítulo 3 versículo 24.
When thou liest down,
cuando te acuestes,
thou shalt not be afraid.
No tendrás temor.
Yea, thou shalt lie down.
Sino que te acostarás.
And thy sleep shall be sweet.
Y tu sueño será grato.
How can you lay down and get good sleep?
¿Cómo te puedes acostar tener buen sueño?
If you let the adversary live rent free in your mind.
Si dejas que el enemigo viva en tu vida de gratis.
I'm trying to help somebody right here.
Estoy tratando de ayudar a alguien en este momento.
How can you lay down and get good sleep?
¿Cómo puedes acostarte y tener buen sueño?
And get the rest that God promised us.
Y agarrar el descanso que Dios te prometió.
Can I preach to you tonight?
Le predico a alguien esta noche.
That the way that you lay your head down on a pillow.
Que la forma que pones tu cabeza en la almohada.
And you let the Lord sustain you.
Y dejas que el Señor te sostenga.
Is that you get your head above your trouble?
Es que levantas tu cabeza sobre esos
you
problemas.
Get your head above your adversary.
Sobre los adversarios.
You get your head above all of the doubt and the worry.
Levanta tus cabezas sobre la duda y las
the Bible says, cast your cares upon him.
La Biblia dice que deseches de tus
preocupaciones. That's why when you come to the house of God,
por eso que vienes a la casa de Dios,
you gotta throw down that doubt.
Y te vas y te acuestas.
You gotta throw down fear.
Tiras el temor.
You gotta throw down your worry.
Tiras tus preocupaciones.
He said, come unto me all ye that labor.
Dijo, vengan todos a mí los que están preocupados.
And are heavy laden.
Y los que tienen mucha carga.
And I will give you rest.
Y yo te voy a dar descanso.
Can I tell you there's a God in this house that wants to give you rest today?
Digo, hay un Dios en esta casa que te quiere dar descanso.
God, my God.
Mi Dios.
I'm almost done preaching.
Ya casi estoy allí.
The main reason that he wants you to lift up your head.
La razón que quiere que levantes tu cabeza.
The Bible says in John 4
la
and 35.
En Juan capítulo 4 versículo 5.
He says, say ye not.
Digas no.
That there are 4 months.
Que hay más.
Then cometh harvest.
Y luego viene la cosecha.
He said, behold, I say unto you.
Mira, yo lo pongo delante de ti.
He said, lift up your eyes.
Levanta tus ojos.
He said, look on the fields.
Mira sobre el campo.
For they are white already to harvest.
Están listos para la cosecha.
Can I preach to you today?
Te predico hoy.
That the main reason that he wants you to lift up your head.
Que la razón que quiere que levantes tu cabeza.
Is so that you can see the fields.
Para que mira los campos.
Can I tell somebody in the sanctuary right now?
Alguien en el santuario en este momento.
That you gotta get your head up.
Tienes que levantar tu cabeza.
Can I pray? My God. When he lifts up your head.
Cuando él levanta tu cabeza.
Above your trouble.
Arriba de tus problemas.
Above your adversary.
Arriba de tus adversarios.
Above all of your problems.
Arriba de todos tus problemas.
Can I tell you that's for you?
Te digo que eso es para ti.
But there comes a place as a believer.
Pero viene un lugar como un creedor.
When you start to pick up your own head.
Cuando empiezas a levantar tu propia cabeza.
And the primary reason that you've got to get your head up.
Y la primera razón que tienes que levantar tu cabeza.
Is so that you can see that coworker that's going to a devil's hell.
So you can
see your neighbor that my God, I feel like preaching tonight.
Mi Dios, quiero predicar esta noche.
He said, lift up your eyes.
Levanta tus ojos.
He said, look on the fields.
Mira los campos.
My God, my God, my God.
Mi Dios, mi Dios, mi Dios.
Here, this is what we're in a place.
Estamos en un lugar.
Where there is a season of revival.
Una temporada de avivamiento.
And there is a harvest.
Y hay una cosecha.
Don't say 4 months.
No, no salvo por meses.
And then cometh harvest.
Y luego viene la cosecha.
You know what that speaks of?
¿Sabes de qué habla eso?
That speaks of procrastination.
Habla de procrastinación.
Can I tell you when there is a harvest?
Te digo, cuando hay una cosecha.
Those farmers, when you begin to read their reports of their work,
cuando empiezas a leer reportes de sus trabajos,
they understood what time it was.
Entendía qué tiempo era.
They understood it's harvest time.
Entendía era tiempo de cosechar.
And when it was harvest time,
y cuando era tiempo de la cosecha,
nothing else mattered.
Ninguna otra cosa importaba.
You say, preacher, you're being insensitive to my trouble.
Predicador dices que estoy haciendo insensitivo.
You're being insensitive to all of my problems.
Ando siendo insensitivo a todos mis problemas.
You're being insensitive to all of the calamity that's coming up against my life.
Ando siendo insensitivo con todas las calamidades que vienen
contra
mi vida.
And it's all about me.
Y que ocupamos de mí.
I come to tell you today that when you understand it's harvest time,
cuando tienes que es tiempo de cosecha,
you start to put yourself on the side
y empiezas a poner al lado,
and you start looking towards the fields
y empiezas a mirar el campo,
understanding that we don't know how much time we have.
Entendiendo que no sabes cuánto tiempo tenemos.
When it's harvest time,
cuando es tiempo de cosecha,
you've got to go and get to work.
Tienes que ir a trabajar.
When it's harvest time,
cuando es tiempo de cosecha,
you've got to get your head up.
Tienes que levantar tu cabeza.
He said, I want you to lift up your eyes.
Dice, quiero que levantes tus ojos.
That speaks of perspective.
y hablar perspectivo.
That speaks of a focus.
Habla de un enfoque.
That speaks of understanding where I am right now.
Entendiendo dónde estás en este
can
momento.
I tell you when we got our head down?
Digo que cuando tienes tu cabeza abajo.
Then all we can see is where we're standing.
Todo lo que puedes mirar es dónde estás parado.
We can't see how we're positioned.
No puedes mirar cómo estás posicionado.
When we got our head down,
cuando tienes la cabeza abajo,
all we can see is the problem.
Todo lo que puedes mirar es los problemas.
But we can't see the opportunity.
Y no podemos mirar la oportunidad.
When we got our head down,
cuando tenemos la cabeza abajo,
all we can see is the trouble.
Todo lo que miramos los problemas.
But we can't see the harvest.
Pero no podemos mirar la cosecha.
I come to preach the new life tonight.
Vengo a predicar la nueva vida.
And let you know it's harvest time, baby.
Dejarte saber que es tiempo de cosecha.
It's time to get your head up.
Es tiempo de levantar tu cabeza.
Look on the fields.
Empezar a trabajar en los campos.
He said, for they are white already to harvest.
Dijo que está listo de la cosecha.
This speaks to not understanding what season they were in.
Esto habla que no entendían qué temporada estaban.
Can I tell you what I feel in the Holy Ghost?
Te digo lo que siento en el Espíritu Santo.
I know we are a revival church.
Yo sé que somos una iglesia en avivamiento.
But I'm telling you, all times are not created equal.
Pero digo que todos los tiempos no son creados iguales.
If you got any spiritual fillers,
si tienes algo espiritual que te está llenando,
you can feel the spirit of revival sweeping through this church.
Puedes sentir el espíritu de avivamiento en esta iglesia.
You can feel the spirit of revival in the season that we're in right now.
El espíritu de avivamiento en la temporada en que estamos en Dios.
And it is the trick of the enemy right now.
Es el truco del enemigo en este momento.
To get people distracted at harvest time.
De que le pegues a esa cosecha en este momento.
The enemy wants you to put your head down. You know why?
El amigo quiere que pongas tu cabeza para abajo. ¿Sabes por qué?
He wants you to miss that neighbor of yours.
Quiere que pierdas ese tiempo de cosecha.
He wants you to be able to only see your problem.
Solamente quiere que mires tus problemas.
Because there's a neighbor right there that he doesn't want you to get your hands on.
Porque hay un vecino ahí que no quiere que agarres tus manos sobre eso.
He wants you to focus on the situations that's surrounding your life.
Quiere que te enfoques en los problemas que están en tu vida.
He wants to, I'm telling you, in seasons like this.
Te quiero decir esta temporada así.
He throws everything at the church.
Avienta todo a la iglesia.
Because he understands.
Porque entiende.
If they get an understanding that it's harvest time.
Si entiende que es tiempo de cosecha.
And they get an understanding that they've got to work right now.
Y agarrando
then they're going to turn their city upside down.
Entonces van a voltear esa ciudad al revés.
And so he says, I got to get their head down.
Entonces tengo que poner su cabeza abajo.
But there's a preacher in the sanctuary tonight.
Hay un predicador en ese santuario en este momento.
That's letting new life know.
Que está dejando nueva vida que sepa.
You got to get your head up.
Tienes que levantar tu cabeza.
You got to look towards the fields.
Tienes que mirar a tus campos.
It's revival time.
Es tiempo de avivamiento.
It's harvest time.
Es tiempo de cosecha.
It's time for us to.
Es tiempo de pelear.
Stand with me all over this house right now.
Levántese conmigo en esta casa.
Hear me today.
Al final del día.
I'm done with pretty preaching.
Estoy terminando con la predicación bonita.
I'm done trying to impress you with words.
Estoy terminado de tratar de impresionarte con las
it's
palabras.
It's time for us to get in the spirit of God like we never got in it before.
Es tiempo que entremos al espíritu como nunca lo hemos hecho.
When we come in the house of God,
cuando venimos a la casa de Dios,
it's harvest time.
Es tiempo de cosecha.
When we come in this sanctuary,
cuando entramos en el santuario,
it's revival time.
Es tiempo de avivamiento.
My God,
mi Dios,
there are seasons in time.
Hay tiempos en la temporada.
There are seasons in time.
Hay tiempos en la temporada.
I know you're going through stuff.
Yo sé que estás pasando por cosas.
I know you may be struggling in your finances.
Yo sé que estás batallando tus finanzas.
I know you got trouble that you can't see anything else right now.
Yo sé que miras problemas que no puedes mirar cualquier otra cosa.
But I'm telling you, if you let God lift up that head,
pero si te digo, si dejas de Dios que levante esa cabeza,
I promise you,
te prometo,
you will see a soul.
Vas a mirar algo.
Can I preach to this church right now?
Le predico a alguien en este lugar.
That right now,
que ahorita,
there is an open door.
Hay una puerta abierta.
Hey, if you never won a soul before,
nunca has ganado una alma.
Right now is the time.
Ahorita es la oportunidad.
If you never taught a Bible study before,
si nunca has hecho un estudio
bíblico, today is the day.
Hoy es el tiempo.
If you never witnessed to anybody,
si nunca has testificado a
alguien, we're in a season right now.
Estás en una temporada.
Where God has given us an open door.
Dios está abriendo puertas.
I wonder if I got somebody that believes that tonight.
Me pregunto si hay alguien esta
I wonder,
noche.
Can you give God praise right
si
now?
Le puede dar más al Señor.
Somebody clap your hands right now.
Alguien aplaza sus manos.
Somebody shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
Alguien grita al Señor con una voz de júbilo.
If you feel revival, you ought to give him praise right now.
Si tienes avivamiento, empieza a alabar.
What I feel right now in my spirit.
Esto es lo que siento en el espíritu.
If you're going through trouble right now, if you feel like the adversary is all around you,
si sientes que el adversario te está rodeando,
I want to challenge you tonight.
Te quiero retar esta noche.
Focus on the harvest.
Enfócate en la cosecha.
Healing comes when you focus on the harvest.
Viene bendiciones cuando te
Your
enfocas en
deliverance
la cosecha.
Comes when you focus on the harvest.
Cosas buenas,
Your breakthrough will come when you focus on the harvest.
Hay cosas que vienen cuando
Get a Bible study chart in your hand.
Vas a tener un estudio bíblico.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
People trying to figure me out tonight.
Gente tratando de averiguarme esta noche.
I don't have an angle tonight.
Yo no tengo algo esta noche.
I'm telling you what I feel.
Te digo lo que siento.
I'm not too proud to beg.
No estoy muy orgulloso
if, I,
esta noche,
if I could get down on my knees and
si me,
tell you what I feel right now
si me toque ponerme rodillas para decirte
and
lo
let
que
you
pienso,
know if we walk through this open door
y dejarte saber si entramos esta puerta
we're going to experience revival like we've never felt it before.
Vamos a experimentar el momento
but we've got to strike while the iron is hot. And you've got to hear my God, it's harvest time. It's revival time. Somebody give him praise one more time. Somebody shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
If you receive the word tonight,
si recibiste la palabra esta noche,
If you're still sitting in the pew, I want you to take somebody by the hand.
Si aún estás sentado en un lugar, agarra a alguien por la mano.
And I want you to step out of your pew.
Y quiero que te salgas de donde estás.
And I want you to receive the word of God.
Y quiero que recibas la palabra de Dios.
By giving God some praise.
Dándole a Dios la gloria.
By claiming my healing is coming.
Que mi sanidad va a venir.
My breakthrough is coming.
Mi avance va a venir.
My harvest is coming.
Mi cosecha viene.
Come on, I want you to begin to praise Him for it right now.
Empieza a alabarlo por eso.
I want you to begin to magnify Jesus
quiero
for it right
a
now.
Magnificar a Jesús en este lugar.
Come on, go ahead and put a praise on it tonight. Somebody begin to shout for it tonight. Somebody believe God for it tonight. Somebody take a step out in faith. I believe. Let it be done in the name of Jesus. Come on, take just a moment and praise Him for it.
Magnifica Jesús.
Preacher said the enemy's going to do everything in his power.
El predicador dijo que el enemigo va a hacer todo lo que tiene su poder.
To stop what God wants to do in your life.
Para parar lo que Dios quiere hacer en tu vida.
I got a phone call before service tonight.
Tuve una llamada antes del servicio esta noche.
My wife and daughter had a blowout on the way to church.
Mi esposa y tuvieron la llanta se destronó.
And they needed to get a tire fixed.
Y tuvieron que pasar a arreglar su llanta.
And you know what, Brother Warren?
¿Y sabes qué, hermano Warren?
I was trying to figure out, do I need to put on church clothes or do I need to put on my blue jeans and a t-shirt?
Me pregunté si me tenía que poner mi traje o mi ropa casual.
And it took me about 5 seconds.
Y decidí en 5 segundos.
I said, pull the car over in front of the repair shop.
Dije, pon el carro enfrente de donde reparan las
llantas. I'm going to the house of God.
Vamos a la casa de Dios.
Can I tell you tonight?
Te digo esta noche.
The ox was in the ditch.
Cuando yo estaba en el diche.
But sometimes you just gotta make up your mind.
Pero así tienes que decidir en tu mente.
I'm going to the house of God.
Yo voy a la casa de Dios.
I'm going to hide in God's pavilion.
Yo me voy a ir a la pavilion de Dios.
We'll fix the tire later on.
Voy a arreglar la llanta más adelante.
But I'm going to get a word from God.
Yo voy a recibir la palabra de Dios.
I'm here to tell you tonight.
Te digo esta noche.
Somebody needs to make up your mind.
Alguien tiene que decidir.
The devil ain't getting my blessing.
El diablo no va a recibir
the
mi
devil
bendición.
Ain't getting my revival.
No va a recibir mi
He's not getting my miracle.
No va a recibir mi milagro.
Oh, somebody give him a praise.
Alguien da alabanzas.
Somebody shout to God.
Alguien grita al Señor.
Encourage somebody.
Anima a alguien.
Look at your neighbor right now and tell them, lift up your head.
Mira tu vecino y dile, levanta tu cabeza.
Come on, put your hand under their chin and say, pick up your head.
Levanta tu cabeza.
It's gonna be all right.
Todo va a estar bien.
Praise God. God bless you tonight. Leave in Jesus' name.
Que sean bendecidos en el nombre de
Jesucristo. Worship as long as you want.
Alabe todo lo que quieras.
Invite some